back. Welcome to Reality NSFW. I'm Lauren, he's Cody, she's Denny, but most importantly, we are joined by the amazing Elaine from Island of Idols, and we are going to draft the contestants from season 41. It's going to be a blast. Elaine, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I appreciate that. I've been on the tractor all day, so I'm a little sunburnt and tired, but I ran in real quick to do this, so I'm here. I'm ready.
Beautiful. All right. So what we're going to do for all of our awesome viewers is we are going to go through the season 41 cast. We're going to start off giving you a little description of who everybody is, let you see their picture in case you haven't had the opportunity to look at the cast yet. And from there, Lauren's going to explain to us how our draft is going to work. We're all going to pick some castaways that we think have a good chance of success this season, and we'll go from there. So let's pull up, without further ado, the cast here.
Oh. Why did you take me to go to the side? Well, no, I was like, oh, this is fancy. We're off to the side. Okay. I don't know about technology, so when people do stuff like that, it impresses me. So I was impressed.
Well, I'm glad we could impress you. See, this is, if we set a good impression now, then we'll be able to podcast with you more.
All right, she's going to freeze to death. I'm just saying.
If she's wearing that, she is going to freeze to death.
She got no clothes on. She going to freeze to death.
So this is Sydney Segal. And first of all, okay, so there's two things I got to say before we start here. If there's any of these people watching, if I butcher your name, I apologize. I'm famous for that. And secondly, the assumptions that we're making tonight on our podcast here, these are just the things that we've come up with based on what we're reading in these very brief bios. Like, none of this is intended to be taken personally, but we're going to give you our game perspective of how we think people are going to do based on the limited information we have. So this is Sydney Segal. She's 26 years old from Los Angeles, California, currently residing in Brooklyn. She's a law student who enjoys running, knitting, crocheting, and soccer.
That's a weird combo.
Goes from,
I saw about her, she wants to play like Natalie White is what she listed in her bio, which is very interesting.
That is an interesting pick, for sure. But she is multilingual. She speaks Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, and some French. That's kind of cool. And yeah, Natalie White. She was able to assess her place on her tribe and in her alliance while consciously nursing Russell's ego. Her social awareness is something that I admired. That's who she thinks that she will play Survivor like. We'll see how that works out for her. So that's Sydney. this is Danny McRae. Danny is 33. He's from Houston, Texas. Currently residing in Frisco, Texas. He's a former NFL player. Red flag.
And also played for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not down with the Cowboys.
His hobbies are competing, traveling, cooking, and some other light stuff about him. Lying is a pet peeve of his. He doesn't like people who lie. That's kind of a characteristic thing in Survivor, so hopefully he's able to adapt to that. Let me see. Who does he want to play like? He wants to play like Ben, the big move king. He figures that he'll be seen as a strong physical player, so he'll eventually become a big target. That is
also noteworthy. He did say he has not failed yet and does not plan to start now. So that's one of the reasons why he thinks he's going to win the game.
Yes.
A lot of people think that. I thought that.
Well, and I think that going into Survivor as a former NFL player, like, you always see these people come into the game, but they really, once people find out about their background, they're like, you don't need the money or right, any of this. Like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, and usually someone, at least one person, recognizes them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can never tell who the football players are because they always got a helmet on. It's like, I don't know.
I'm the same way. And I watch football, and I can't always
pick them
out.
Yeah, I watch it all the time. I wouldn't know them from Adam. So. But I think I like him, though, because he said one of his pet peeves is lying. I don't like people who lie either. So.
All right. So this is Liana Wallace. She's 20 from Evanston, Illinois, currently residing in Washington, D.C. She's a college student who enjoys dancing, running, and writing poetry. Let's see. She hates it when people chew with their mouth open, so hopefully there's no mouth chewers here on this season.
Elaine, You're going to like her, I think. She wants to play like you.
Shut up. She didn't say that.
Yeah, yeah, right here. So I would hope to play the game. I would hope to play the game most like Tony Vlachos, except not have other people know that. Tony was a player that minimized risks to the best of his ability. He would always read the social scene and crunch numbers. But if he felt like his game was on the line, he would find some way to ensure his safety, whether it was finding an idol or slickly attempting to overhear other players' conversations. Although I really hated Tony did that as a viewer, I think his type of gameplay is one that I would try to emulate, but in a way that had more authentic relationships. In all honesty, I would hope to be the type of hybrid between Tony and Elaine. Mm-hmm. I would have Tony's gameplay skills and Elaine's people skills.
Oh, that would be a weird baby, wouldn't it? Okay, so I love this girl. She wants to play like me. That's awesome.
So she's got some brownie points.
I hope she does better than I did, because I feel like I suck at Survivor. So I hope she knocks it out of the park, though. She seems cool. That the written word, is that kind of like slam poetry? Like it's spoken word, like
spoken word. Yeah, it's something like slam poetry, I believe.
I really dig that stuff, man. I think that stuff is so cool. I could never do it, but I've seen some like online. And I think that's amazing. So I would love to hear some of her spoken word stuff. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. All so right. She's my best friend.
All right. So Liana's got brownie points with Elaine.
There you go.
Now we're headed over to Brad Reese, who's 50 years old. He's from Shawnee, Wyoming. He's a rancher who enjoys hunting, fishing, helping others pursue their passion and achieve their dreams. His pet peeve is lack of initiative, which may suit him well if that means that he's full of initiative. Past player, this one was kind of a canned response for me. I didn't love this response. It was Boston Rob. We don't have the same personality, but his thoughtful strategic play is how I see myself playing. I felt like that was kind of an easy cop-out answer.
Yeah, because there's plenty of strategic players, so he picks one that he's not like.
Yeah, but maybe he's gonna morph into that.
Well, you got to meet Boston Rob, so right. I mean, you know, easy comparison.
He's cool. I mean, if this dude's cool, Boston Rob was cool. He's really nice to me. He hugged my neck, and anybody hugs my neck, I'm friends with. So, I thought he was cool. I don't know if this guy's got the strategic ability, but I mean, I don't put nothing past like country folk. He's a country dude. He's a rancher. And he likes hunting and fishing. Listen, country folk can pull it out in the bag. You know what I mean? Like we're smarter than people give us credit for. So I hope he goes far. I like country folk.
All right. So that's Brad. So next up we have Erica Kasupinen. Okay. Erica, I apologize, Erica. Erica is 32. She's from Niagara Falls and currently living in Toronto. She's a communications manager. She enjoys traveling, boxing, fitness, and following pop culture. Her pet peeve is ignorance and men in ill-fitting jeans. So I'm wearing shorts if I ever meet Erica. let me see. Which past survivor will you play the game most like? Brenda on the outside, Todd underneath. Brenda is physically strong, socially aware, and not afraid to show her teeth. Todd is my all-time favorite player. I can channel his ability to influence others and always be strategically in control of the game and prepare to pitch myself in an amazing jury performance.
Well,
so I like that answer. That was more well thought out than the last one.
Yeah. I don't even remember what answer I gave for one of those. I have no idea. I don't even remember half the stuff they asked me. So anybody that gives a smart response, I'm impressed with, because I'm pretty sure I didn't do that. But.
I'm so how do you feel about her? Middle of the road or what?
Do what?
How do you feel about her? Middle of the road, top tier, bottom?
No, I think she might do all right. It's the appearance of non-threatening that will help her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I actually hate that, though, because people look at me because I'm Chunky Monkey and they're like, yo, this chick can't do nothing. And that always burnt me up. You know what I mean? So I hate to assume that about somebody, that their capabilities aren't as strong as somebody else's. But I think it helps you in the same sense, because physical threats are like usually the biggest target. You know what I mean? And for some reason, the crazy people on my season put me as the biggest target. And it's like, but I think she might do all right. I think she may fly under the radar. And like I said, not a physical beast, so that would help her out. We'll see.
All right. All right, Jarius Robinson. He is 20 years old from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He's a college student. His hobbies include watching Survivor, working with kids in pediatric nursing, athletics, which includes jiu-jitsu, running, and dance. So he is a man of many talents. His pet peeve is that he really hates bullies and he doesn't like loud eating. So those are good pet peeves to have.
Yeah, his Survivor picks are interesting.
Yeah, so which past Survivor will you play the game most like? I would love to play the game like the culmination of some great Survivor winners, specifically Parvati Fabio and Jeremy Collins. No one in Survivor history can charm like Parv. I'm going to change that. I would love to have Fabio's ability to be underestimated, which I believe is the best thing you can be in Survivor. Lastly, I want to work Jeremy's shield management into my gameplay while still having my own king spin on it.
Huh.
So this guy kind of lost me at Fabio. Everything else sounded really good, and then the Fabio thing came up, and I was like,
Well, I didn't... go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think he's going to be two in his head. Like, he already has this whole plan of attack before he goes in. I don't think it's going to work out the way he's hoping.
Well, he's trying to emulate three different games. You know what I mean? Like, those three people play very, very differently. So it's like, nah, you need to pick a side. You need to figure out. You know what I mean? But I do agree with, like, kind of winging it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, like, get your game plan and go with that, because Survivor's ever-changing, so you have to have the ability to drop stuff and be like, all right, I'm gonna go this way now. And that's kind of like, isn't that what Fabio done? Like, he kind of just went with the flow and was kind of just chilling. I don't know. I just think it's all over the place. I think he's got too many irons in the fire.
Yeah, those three are nothing alike, as you said. It's so far out, and I just don't know how he got that combination of that trio.
Yeah. My advice would be just, you know what I mean? Like, once you meet the people, then figure it out. You know what I mean? That's how I done it. It's like, once I met somebody, if I clicked with them, that was it. I clicked with them and try to figure things out from there. That whole game plan thing, which I lost, so don't listen to me. You know what I mean? It's like, I probably needed a game plan. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have one, though, so.
Have you ever met somebody that you didn't click with? Because you seem like you could just, like, mesh with anybody.
Well, Karishma on the island was super hard to deal with. Only because I felt like she never did anything, and that I'm a farm girl, so it's like I'm always doing something, working. We're hardworking people, and it's like, you know, if you don't have the get up and go, just to know, hey, we need some wood, and you just gonna get up and do it, like that just started irking on my nerves. And then the kind of person I am is like, once I don't like you, unless you prove to me otherwise, like, I'm not going to hang out with you. I'm not going to, you know. So she aggravated the tar out of me. The crazy thing is outside the game, I actually like Karishma. And so, like, I told her, I was like, I don't understand why you became somebody totally different. Like, I did not recognize the person I met on Ponderosa and that's come to my wedding. I do not know the other person that she played, because they are two totally different people. I played online Survivor with Karishma too, and that girl is so smart. And I was like, yo, how come in the online stuff you were like, bam, we should do this, and she thinks all these different I was like, I would ask you who we're voting, and you'd be like, I don't know, I just really don't want it to be me. And I was like, yo, work with me, help me, like, try to tell me something. She would never tell me anything, and it's like, she just kind of seemed lost, and I think she lost herself out there. And I get it in a sense, because you're out of your element. You're not with your people. You're doing something totally out of your comfort zone. And Karishma tell you she's a house cat. So, like, I understand why she was a little bit off. And then once she was off, she could never get on. And then once she got on the bad side of people, she didn't know how to recover from that. But it's just so funny that out on the island, I was like, yo, I just want Karishma to go home. She doesn't help us. Let's send her home. And then, like, I call her and I'm like, yo, okay, what's up? What are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just can't, I don't understand it because I'm me 100% of the time. And like, even on my bad days or when I'm going through something, like I'm still me. I was confused by it, I guess, but Christmas cool though. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. I went on.
Yeah. No, that was a great answer. That was great. Yeah. All right. So here we have Jarius, who's going to be kind of a mixed bag. Okay. So now we have
this my person right here.
We have Evie Jagoda. She is 28 from Westchester, New York, currently living in Arlington, Massachusetts. She is a PhD student whose hobbies include cooking, biking, being in nature, hiking, camping, and swimming in ponds. Her pet peeves are men, not all men, but she cannot stand machismo and mansplainers.
Machismo.
Okay, I don't.
What the hell?
Machismo and mansplainers. Thank you. That's not a phrase that I am familiar with at all.
Oh, I know it. Machismo.
Machismo and mansplainers. Anything like that drives me insane. In grad school, she dealt with a lot of know-it-all male energy, and it was a lot. And she writes, back when I dated men, I once broke up with a guy because we were on a trip to Budapest, and he kept pronouncing it Budapest to prove how smart and worldly he was, and it was the biggest turnoff. I broke with him literally 30 minutes after we got back from the trip.
Oh, yeah. So wait till you get home. That's smart.
I feel as though she was super long-winded in this bio. This is one of the longest bios, and it just goes and goes and goes. I have her whole life story basically from it.
Yeah, this is in depth. This is just the which Survivor player will you play like?
So just chop it down.
So I'm gonna skim through it. So she thinks the strategy that worked well for her is staying close to the center of power. For example, Todd at the beginning of China, putting Aaron as leader of his tribe. She also thinks that Natalie and San Juan del Sur crushed it. You know, she was Jeremy's number two at first, and then things changed up. So that's it. So that's where she's headed. We're going to sum it up like that.
Yeah, I think she'll get herself in trouble with overthinking.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. She seems like a very intellectual person, like, and she's definitely an analyst.
Yeah,
that could slow things down a little bit. Especially, I'm interested to see, because this season is going to be shorter, right? It's only 26 days instead of 39. So, and they keep saying how much faster paced it's going to be. So, you don't get that extra time to sit down and analyze everything this season, I feel like. It's going to be fast paced. So, I wonder how a person who seems to be so analytical is gonna mesh.
I seen her thing online, and she said she was looking for somebody like her ride or die, and so I commented on it. I was like, yo, I'm your Ricky Bobby. That's what I wanted the whole time I was out there. I just wanted a Carl Nutton Jr. person to be my Ricky Bobby, and that's what she's looking for. So I'm rooting for her though. I dig her. I think she's cool.
All right.
The only thing I think she could run into is I think she might come out of the gate too quickly and create a target for herself, because I think she's going to be thinking so strategically and trying to get in other people's minds and see how they're thinking.
But yeah, she is smart. So yeah. she could play it off like, I can't go in guns and blazing. Like,
yeah, I never had that problem of being smart. I never had that problem. But I can't sympathize, because I have no idea what that would be like, going in there guns a blazing smart. Don't tell. Where's the one where we hit this guy? There we go.
Here we go.
I seen his thing online, and he was talking about it. He don't know if he should tell some jokes or something. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Just keep him to yourself. Just sit there, observe, keep your mouth shut. Don't tell him. I'm telling you, like, they'll eat you up if you do. If you make them laugh, they're like, yo, that's it. It's over.
So you're funny. You're too likable. You got to go.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate that too. I hate that. I hope he goes far though. This dude, he's my people right here.
He seems like a good dude. So his name is Ricard Foyer. Is that how we say it? He's 31 years old from Linwood, Washington, living in the Cedro Woolley, Washington. He's a flight attendant who enjoys violin, running, and winter guard. What is winter guard?
Oh, no clue. I can tell you what that is. That's That's where they twirl the flags and do all that, and the sabers, the rifles. It's really hard to do it. There's dancing involved. Yeah, you have to be very athletic to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either. That's not my thing. His pet peeves are being asked a question and the answer being ignored. Yeah, that pisses me off too. Let's see. Did he answer who you're going to play like?
Briefly, and just saying Aubrey, but win.
Oh, right here. Yeah. With Past Survivor, Aubrey Bracco, but win. Okay.
That's a good one.
Short and sweet.
I did way too much research for this. That's why I remember what people had said.
Well, this is the first time I'm seeing most of them, but I like this dude. He's my people, LGBTQ represent. So he's my winner pick.
Yeah.
Can I have him on my team already?
We know that we'll have to see it. What one you spin?
Do I get to go first?
You got to spin for it.
Dang it! I'm the guest. I'm the guest. Where's the hospitality? I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
All right, so this is Chantel Smith. She's 34 from Toronto, currently living in Washington, D.C. She's a pastor. Her hobbies include running, improv, acting, comedy, and dancing. Her pet peeves are bad breath, secondhand embarrassment, and slow talkers. Which is something I've never been accused of being.
We hate coming to the South because everybody talks slow. Take you 20 minutes to find out where the Dollar General is. Slow.
Which Past Survivor will you play the game most like? She said, I think I'm probably going to play the game most like Kim, strategically and relationally like Ty when it comes to idols. But I got some parv in me too.
You all a right. Pastor, you talk what?
So she's gonna be doing a lot of time praying.
That's a conundrum.
Praying for forgiveness.
A conundrum or it's a contradiction. Is it a contradiction? What's the word? Ain't that she's a pastor, but she's gonna play like Parv.
Yeah. I think contradiction fits there. I think that's a good one.
What's a conundrum in? Where's that fit in? We'll figure it out.
I don't know.
We'll get there.
Another person will fit.
No, so this guy, if she could pull that off, it would be cool. So I'm here for it. I don't want to hate on nobody. I wasn't trying to hate.
This guy, I like this guy. This is Nasir Mutalif, one of the two. I'm sorry, Nasir. He is 37 years old from Sri Lanka, currently residing in Morgan Hill, California. He is a sales manager. His hobbies include cricket, traveling, and cooking. His pet peeves are laziness, people who don't contribute to group efforts.
He's going to have a problem.
Yep, that could be an issue. And which Past Survivor you play the game most like? I think I'm pretty original and not too similar to anyone who has played before. I have some aspects of former players, like my jungle skills and an engaging personality. But I think I'm unique and will bring something new and refreshing to the game. So I hope that he does. And I didn't go deep into why I liked him so much, but he talks in his profile, if you get the chance to read through it, a lot about how growing up in Sri Lanka, he really lived in like a third world situation. He didn't even have like plumbing or know how to use the shower until he was like 18 years old and moved out overseas. So he's definitely built himself from the ground up, and I think that that's going to play well for him this season.
Yeah, that people who don't contribute, like, yo, when you go out there, not everybody pitches in. You got to hold your tongue. You can't say nothing, you know, like you just got to bite your tongue because you don't want to piss people off. Even though they in the wrong and ain't doing shit. You know, Karishma, I could have cussed her out. But I didn't. I didn't never say nothing to her because I didn't want to be mean like that. So we'll see if he can hold his tongue because that shit gets aggravating. You know, when you
don't think I could. So
it's hard. It's hard when you disagree with somebody or like Aaron. He was super aggressive with like, oh, we're gonna do this and we're gonna do that, and I'm like, I don't think so, buddy. But okay. So, it's hard to bite your tongue.
All right. So next up, we have Jeannie Chen. She's 46, from Los Angeles, California, currently living in Portland, Oregon. She is a grocery clerk. Her hobbies include cooking, video games, thrift store, and antique shopping. Her pet peeves are people who wear masks incorrectly by not covering their nose and mouth, or who do not wear them at all. So which past Survivor player would play the game most like? I don't believe in playing like any other contestant before. I'm going to have many alliances so I can always have the best options to further my game. So that doesn't work, Jeannie. Yeah.
No, everybody plays like somebody, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe she just didn't want to put herself in a box, but I like her because she's a go-getter, you know what I mean? And I hope she goes far because I think people's going to underestimate her. And she says she's funny. I always love funny people. Funny people get me.
Funny people get me as well.
Yeah. So I'm pulling for Jeannie. Jeannie? Is it Jeannie? Yeah.
I think it's Jeannie. I named her Jeannie. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
But
she also said like people might not see her as strategic even when she's going to be. So I think maybe if she gets her footing in the game, she could do okay for herself.
Yeah, she just got to watch out the first few tribals. If she can do that, then she may go pretty deep. I'm pulling for her, though. But I've done said that about everybody, I think. So.
It's hard. Well, because when you read their profiles, I was having the same problem earlier. I'm reading through all these profiles, and I'm like, a lot of these people are really great. And, you know, they all have positive things that they bring to the game that could really go far. But her comment about, you know, having multiple alliances and all that, that's what worries me for her. I think that's a strategy that is very difficult to put into practice.
Well, trust is hard to come by. So if people get wind of you being in another alliance, then, you know, you're not going to be trustworthy. So that may put a target on your back because people want to try to find something they can hold on to. And if you're wishy-washy, that's part of the reason why Karishma didn't get along. She was so freaking wishy-washy, not thought me in. I don't want to play with this chick. She won't even be like, I'd be like, who you voting? No. So, yeah, this back and forth thing. So let's hope she goes further than people may think. So
I hope so. All right.
Think with the game being sped up, though, it's going to be harder for her.
Yeah. I think it'd be harder for me, too. I've been talking to people, you know, about like possibilities of going back and stuff. And it's like, yo, I don't know. I don't know if I can do the 26 days, and they trying to starve me even more. I'm a big girl. I need to eat. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think they're going to have their work cut out for them. I think it's going to be and people talk a lot of spec because it's only 26 days. But, you know, they're speeding it up. So I think they're trying to make up for the what is that? Oh, how many days is that? 13 days?
It's like 13 or 14 days that they're missing.
Yeah. So
13.
We'll see. I have to watch it to see. I don't want to form my opinion before I see it. So hopefully I dig it because I've been missing me some survivors. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So next we have Xander Hastings. He's 21 from Jacksonville, Florida, currently residing in Chicago, Illinois. He's an app developer. His hobbies include free climbing, road tripping, antique shopping, and graphic design. His pet peeves are laziness and cockiness, especially from people who like to bark orders.
I love that.
And his past player is going to play most like any of the Pretty Boy Challenge Beast Charmers. Just take your pick. Jay, Joe, Devin. I think I'd play most like Jay, a fellow Florida boy, using physical powers to get me to the merge, but more importantly, making strong bonds, charming all, and secretly thinking hyper-strategically.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I mean, the Pretty Boys haven't done all that well.
No, I would play like Tommy, get the target off you, downplay yourself. Don't play into that. That's crazy. But, I mean, maybe he can do it different than the other fellas. I mean, I don't want to shut him down just yet. I want to see, you know what I mean?
This is the guy I've said that I think has a 0% chance to win.
I think his strategy may be a little flawed. I think everybody remembers the Pretty Boy Challenge Beasts. But, like Denny was saying, they don't win.
The two things people notice when you first walk into the game is one, they notice your physical appearance, you know, right off the bat. It's like you suss out the athletes in the group, and then you suss out, like, the ones that's going to hold you back, kind of like me. They're like, oh, Elaine, little chubby girl. So the first thing, they kind of like what's her name, Jeannie, where she's an older woman, just like Janet. Like, you get the stigmatism. So that's the first thing. And then they see how you interact with people, right? So if this dude's trying to smooth it up and talk to the ladies and be Mr. Super Flirty, whatever, look at me. I told some jokes. And they was like, Lane gotta go. So in the very beginning of the game, you have to watch that. Like, I learned my lesson like real quick and I shut the F up, but it was too late. Once people form that opinion of you, that's it. It's a wrap. For some reason, it's so hard to change that. So he don't want to come in doing that. He want to try to tone that back some. If I was him, I'd be throwing challenges, bumbling, fumbling, asking questions. I don't know, Jeff. What the hell did you say? You know, like, be it, you know. We'll see, though. We'll see if it gets him further.
I don't think he'll be able to throw challenges, to be honest. You know how some people are. They get in the moment. They're competitive. He does not come across. Ego-wise, I think he's no way he'll throw anything.
I know. That's like Aaron Meredith on our season. Whenever we had the one challenge, the puzzle, where, you know, I was telling them all. I was like, yo, this is wrong. I said it 25 times, and they were like, put it in. And then Jeff came and said, oh, this is wrong. They're like, take it out. And I'm like, anyway, we should have thrown that challenge. But they were just so gung-ho because we got saved when Kelly voted Jack out. That's the only reason why we got saved. If they were smart and played it straightforward and got rid of a Lyro, we'd have been in deep shit come merge time. So the smart thing in that situation to do would be to lose that challenge and get rid of Tommy, Dan, or Lauren. And because my Missy, Aaron, Elizabeth, like, they just ain't trying to lose nothing. You know what I mean? So they were just going all in. So, yeah, that super competitive, it could be a problem. I wasn't that way. I'm like, oh, I didn't have that. I mean, I have drive. Like, I was an athlete in college and stuff. So, like, I got that drive. But at the same time, like, wasn't nobody listening to me. Like I said it 25 times that this shit was wrong. And they were like, no, we ain't listening to Elaine. So, anyway. I ramble. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. All right. So next up, we have Sarah Wilson, who's 24. She's from Sherman Oaks, California, currently living in Boston, Massachusetts. She is a healthcare consultant who enjoys poker, aerial skills, trapeze.
I thought that said serial killer.
Serial killer.
I swear to God. When I first looked at it, I thought it said poker and a serial killer. I thought, what the hell kind of.
Yeah. She's going to win by default out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where'd she come from?
Yeah, there's going to be nobody left standing. She's going to be the only one left.
I don't know where my tribe went, Jeff. I just woke up this morning and they were gone.
They swam back. Yeah. Oh, that's a movie right there. You can. You know, what was that? Wrong Turn. Didn't they do something on Wrong Turn like that? Like Wrong Turn 2 or 3, they like put contestants in a woods playing some game. And then y'all ever seen Wrong Turn?
I haven't.
Well, anyway, they killed everybody. So anyway, so yeah.
That's where we're headed.
Yeah, that's where she's going
to
be.
That's anyway, that's the monster that they keep alluding to this season. It is her. It is Sarah.
It is. It's Sarah Wilson. She's the monster. I figured it out.
All right, so she enjoys poker, aerial silks, and trapeze, cooking, and baking. Her pet peeves are loud chewing and chewing with an open mouth, uncleanliness, really crude humor. Manners go a long way for her. And who is she going to play the game most like is Kim. She actually took the time to get to know other people, which made her more personable. She also used this to her advantage because she knew exactly how to get into their heads. She made people feel like they were the ones making the moves, successfully diverting the target from their back. Kim was also so strong and kicked butt in immunity challenges, which I definitely think that I can also do on the show.
She looks like Abby Marie to me.
She does have a strong resemblance to Abby Marie.
Yeah.
I wonder if her attitude will match Abby's, though. Abby's a fireball. Oh,
she's a firecracker, son. But yeah. I love Abby. She was came off crazy as all get out, but I've met her in person, and Abby's actually great.
Always loved her.
Yeah, she's super sweet, and she's super loyal. You know what I mean? And loyalty to me is like everything, because I'm a loyal person. So it's like, I can deal with the crazy. Who doesn't love a crazy woman? I married one. You know what I mean? Like, I love crazy women. So.
All right. So there is Sarah. And as soon as that goes away, we'll go to the next person. All right. So David.
Oh, he's mad.
Is it Vos or Vochi? What do you think? I'm going to say Vochi.
Do Vochi. But listen, this guy, there is no way he left long.
No,
I don't think so either.
He's a neurosurgeon. Holy
yes.
Crap. He's smart.
Yeah. So I don't know. So my opinion of this guy, I'm going to keep my comments mostly down because I feel like my opinion of him is tainted by how much attention he got from like Johnny and Matt and Wardog and Victoria when they did their cast assessment the other night. But they named him Dr. Death.
Did they go in on him?
Oh, yeah. They went in on this guy pretty good. So David Voce is 35. He's from Highland, California, currently residing in Chicago, Illinois. He's a neurosurgeon who enjoys traveling, snowboarding, and eating. His pet peeves revolve around other people's incompetence, laziness, and lack of self-awareness. When you work an insane number of hours in a week, you just can't tolerate pure ineptness.
He better brush that off. I'm telling you, that gets you in trouble out there.
So I think he's going to get mad real fast. So, oh, here we go. This is
he's great. Playing like Russell.
He wants to play the game like Russell Hantz. Aggressive, but his social assimilation needed work. Todd Herzog had a brilliant social game he did in Final Tribal, but Russell couldn't. He knows how to pander people, make them feel vulnerable, even if he doesn't believe it. And he thinks he would dominate in the Final Tribal. So, and he also brings up Natalie Anderson having a brilliant social game, making big moves.
Kelly Wentworth
being aggressive. Cerie. So he's got quite a laundry list here of players that, again, don't necessarily belong together.
No.
Yeah, but he's trying to take the best parts of all those people and say that's how he's going to play.
Yeah, and if he's able to do that, then maybe that could be good.
Yeah, but you can't. I just don't agree with that. Like, I just feel like you can't play like 8 different people. I feel like you can't.
You know, yeah, and he said that he doesn't like people who aren't self-aware. I feel like that's going to be a struggle for him out there.
Well, that's usually the ones that aren't self-aware, the ones that have a problem with other people not being self-aware. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, I want to root for everybody just because, like, to go out there and be able to live your dream, like, it's amazing. I hate for him to get, like, what's it called, narrow-minded and, like, think that they got to try to be a Suri or try to be a Kelly Wentworth. Like, you ain't going to play like them. Like, they're, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're what's it called? Like, idols, right? Kelly, Suri, Russell, like, they're all the big names of Survivor. It's like, why don't you try to create your own thing and be somebody different instead of trying to play like them? You're never going to recreate, like, Suri can play with anybody, and that bitch is, she is so amazing. If she played with me, I would take her to the end. I love that chick. I think she's awesome. But you just can't that's like when people go on American Idol and they sing Whitney Houston. It's like, you can't do it like Whitney. Don't pick a different song. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that. So I felt like this dude's the same way. It's like, yo, you're not going to be these people. Just try to do your own thing. But I think he's got big move-itis already. I think he's already got it.
Yeah.
I think he does. And I think that before this facial expression and this photo right here, this facial expression, this is him trying to recreate that Russell Hantz experience.
Yeah, but I can't see his eyes. And I don't like people, I can't see the eyes because I feel like they're shady.
Like, I can barely see anything. That's the thing. I keep comparing Suri, and Suri's approachable. I'm not going to be like, oh my gosh, I see David. Let me go align with him.
Yeah, I just feel like if I can't look you in the eye, then you lying. But good luck, Dave. I hope you go far.
All right. So now we have Deshaun Radden. And he is 26 years old from San Bernardino, California, currently residing in Miami, Florida. He's a medical student. His hobbies include cooking, making music, and playing tennis. His biggest pet peeve is being told what to do. And it's not something that makes him mildly irritated. He deeply loathes being told what to do. Saying that he's a know-it-all, but he'd rather try and fail at something than go along with what someone else tells him is acceptable. So we'll see how that works.
I see Suri on there.
Past Survivor, let's be real, my game will be unprecedented. He's going to go out there and change the game. But I see my game being most like Suri Fields, socially and mentally, with a sprinkle of Wendell for pulling out competition wins in the clutch and jury management. I will be like Suri and Wendell's love child.
That would be awesome if he could pull that off.
So that was cleverly worded.
Yeah.
I think that his pet peeves are what I was kind of like, oof. Hopefully he can keep it contained in those first few days out on the island when there's, you know, because you get at the beginning of the game, these people that try to rise to a leadership position, or they just have trouble taking direction from other people. And
well, I'm just naturally bossy, so I boss people around. I don't mean to. It's because I'm so independent and I'm used to doing everything like on my own. So I just naturally start telling people what to do. I don't mean nothing by it or whatever. And you can always tell me to shut the fuck up, and I will. You know what I'm saying? Or be like, oh man, I'm sorry. You know, I was just whatever. But you have that. You have people that do that. So hopefully that doesn't bite them in the butt. And like I said, you really have to figure out how to shut your damn mouth, pick and choose your battles. Like, don't get upset over every little thing. Because those things, they hurt your game. You know what I mean? When you can't control those emotions and stuff, it really does hurt you. So hopefully this guy, he's living in Miami. My dad lives in Pompano Beach, so I'm rooting for him. Just like everybody else, I'm rooting for him.
Everyone on the list except the last guy. But what I will say, I like him. I think he could do well. And also, we're talking about approachability. I would go up and be like, yes, align with me, please. Yeah, he has a nice smile. He just looks really engaging.
He's got very relaxed body language. Like, yeah, he looks like somebody I could just go up and talk to and things would be good. All right. And we are on to Tiffany Seeley. Tiffany is 47. She's from Forest Hills in Queens, New York, currently residing in Plainview, New York. She's a teacher who enjoys running, talking to people, building things in the house because somebody has to. Her pet peeves are that she hates being wrong, and she also hates loud chewing with the mouth open, half-empty water bottles in a room, and people in power that abuse it. Survivor, that she'll play the game most like. She would like to play competitively like Ozzy, loyal like Colby, but not to the detriment of her own game, and endearing like Parvati.
You know there's going to be some loud-ass chewers because all of these people, like, how many times have we heard that?
Yeah, they're going to have some
It's going to be an issue.
There's going to be one person out there that's just, like, an obnoxious eater, and somebody in casting was having lunch with them, like, yes, this is exactly what we need.
Yeah. I like her, though. I'm pulling for the older lady.
Yeah, and she's another one that looks approachable. Like, I could go up to her and talk to her.
I'd hang out with all these people, except for Dave. I'd probably have to throat punch him first to get him to lighten up. You know? But I'd probably hang out with David, too. I'm not going to say that, so.
Yeah, and I think that there's a level also, like being a teacher, there's a level of self-awareness that comes with being a teacher and an mm-hmm. ability to connect with people on a different level mm-hmm. when you don't necessarily share the same personality traits as them. So I think that being a teacher will play to her advantage also.
How many we gotten through so far?
We're almost done. I think this next one is our last one, I think. Maybe there's two more. So Eric Abraham, he is 51 years old from Atlanta, Georgia. Currently residing in San Antonio, Texas, he's a cybersecurity analyst. His pet peeves are people who have characteristics of being slothful, condescending, and
what something is that?
Else. I don't know. I can't say that word. I'm afraid to mess it up like the last one.
Psychophantic?
Psychophantic?
But what's that mean, though?
I don't know.
He's already too smart for me. I don't understand what that means.
He is smart, too. If you read his bio, his total bio, he's definitely very smart. Past survivor, he'd like to play the game most like. He'd like to construct a hybrid playing style of Richard Hatch and Wendell Holland with a touch of Boston Rob.
Because all of them go together.
Right.
Well, I think what it is they're thinking of the survivors that and they're pick and choosing characteristics from each of them and want to make a blend of that.
But I do think that those ones go better than like Cerie Fields and Russell Hantz.
Well, I would hope so.
I looked up psychophantic earlier because I had never heard of it before, and it's basically like an ass kisser.
Okay.
Then why not just
compliments?
See, I don't understand it. We were looking at the sky one night, and they said, "Oh my God, that looks ominous," and I'm like, "What the hell is that?" Ominous. And they we went on a tirade about that. Like, I was like, why can't you just say scary? Why you know, troubles are coming, you know what I'm saying? Like, why has it got to be ominous? So from then on, like, ominous became a thing, and they were like, yo, Elaine, I used to mess up words and like spell them all wrong. I'm not a very good speller, but they was like, yo, spell ominous. After that, we were all laughing a joke, and I said A-L-M-O-N-D-I-S ominous. So it became this big thing. And actually, when I lost my challenge at the end, when I was doing the puzzle and I was talking to Dean, I was actually cussing Dean. I was like, you motherfucker. But I was cussing at him, and he's like, yeah, that's real ominous, ain't it? And I was like, yeah, it's ominous, and I pushed my whole stack over. So the whole ominous thing, like, it was said early on, but it ran the entire season. But I don't understand why not just say the word, like ass kisser. Like, that sounds better to me. That's, yo, you ain't nothing but an ass kisser instead of that. You ain't nothing but a psycho fanatic. Which is better? See, I go with ass kisser every time.
It's just a lot easier to remember, too.
Mm-hmm. When I say psycho, I'm thinking of Sarah Wilson. I'm sorry, Sarah. You're probably cool as shit. I don't mean to say that about you.
Yeah.
But when I seen that serial killer, I just thought, whoa.
But if your tribe all disappears, I mean, yeah. We're looking at you first.
Yeah.
So this is Heather Aldrette. She is 52 from Charleston, South Carolina. She's using your neighborhood, Lauren. Still living in Charleston. Her occupation is that she is a stay-at-home mom who enjoys exploring, painting, tennis, and pickleball. Her pet peeves are loud cell phone talkers, people who choose not to hear the truth, and bullies. Past Survivor player she wants to play the most like is Rick Devens because he played so hard with everything he had. Even when it was getting bad, he made his time fun. She wants to make her experience a truly fun adventure, even if only for herself. She wants to belly laugh when it's so tough. Tina Wesson is also mentioned. She was calculated, direct, but kind. Age and stature and her nurturing persona played in her favor. She inspired her, and she was embodied by the kindness of Lisa, whose last name I can't pronounce.
Winter.
But the yes, thank you. But the savviness of Christy Hoffbeck.
She looks like Lisa, I think, a little bit.
I like her.
I think she could play, like, she just, the way she's coming across, I can see her resembling Tina's game and basically everything she had said in her bio. So I feel good about her. She's was someone that's a little middle of the road, but after reading this and talking it through, she's rising up for me.
Yeah. I'm pulling for her, just like all other 18 people. 17.
You mean 17? There's one you're not pulling for.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. So who goes first? Let's spin. I go first. You done said?
No? All right. We're going to. So we've got a picker wheel here. Let's get the picker wheel up.
Get the wheel going.
Free sound effects.
Who spins it?
I'm going to click and it's going to spin. So what are we doing?
Do you want me to, I can explain how this is going to work. All right.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
What we're going to do, we're going to spin the wheel. The wheel lands on you. You can decide if you want pick 1, 2, 3, or 4. It's going to be a snake style draft. Everyone gets 4 picks. And unfortunately, the 2 people that are not selected go to Johnny and Matt.
What? Okay.
Spin All right. So I'm spinning. Let's see what we get here. Is it moving for you? Because it's not moving for me.
It's not moving.
Make a noise, but it's not spinning.
You need me to click it. I'm telling you.
Dude, we tested this before we started, and it worked. Okay, so we're going to try this again.
Yeah.
Pick number 2.
Oh, look, here we are. We're still here. This is fantastic. All right, let's see. There we go.
It's going to say Elaine. Nope.
Maybe.
Nope.
Lauren.
All right.
Since it's snake style, I'm going to go ahead and take pick number 2.
I don't know what the snake style means.
I got you. Don't worry. So essentially, what's going to happen is we'll go 1 through 4, but if you have the 4th pick, you get the 5th pick also, and then it goes back around.
You just tell me as it comes, because
I got you. No worries. I got you.
So who goes now? You spin it?
I'm spinning again?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go.
Because I wanted to go first, I'm going to be last. You wait. Elaine.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you were going to get it
this
time.
That's bullshit!
The wheel does not like you. Cody, what are you taking?
I'll go with pick number 3.
Right.
All right. So it's down to Denny and Elaine. We'll see how this works
out.
I
don't have luck with these wheels either. So
you each get a 50% chance of this working out in your favor.
50-50.
Oh, Elaine by a hair.
Oh, I'll take first pick.
You want first pick. See, you ended up getting what you wanted anyway.
I know. It's just I had to take the long road. That's life. That's a breakdown of my life. Wait, I only wrote two names down that whole time.
Well,
what the heck? That was what the pen and paper was for.
I forgot.
Well, you know who you're picking first.
I forgot. Yeah, Ricardo.
Yeah,
Ricardo. That's from Lucille Ball, ain't it? Ricky Ricardo. Yeah.
All right.
I think so. Yeah.
It is.
You get your guy Ricard. Ricard is off the board. All right. I really liked this guy, so I'm going to go ahead and take Deshaun.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I know who. I remember somebody's name now. Every time I remember somebody's name, I'm just going to write it on my paper.
All right, so I'm the third pick, right? So I'm going with Nasir.
Okay.
I thought he's the first dude I had on my list. There's something about him that draws me to him, so
I felt the same way with him.
Yep.
My turn now.
You get back to back picks.
Back to back. All right. Ooh. You guys are gonna think I'm crazy for this, but I'm going with Danny McRae. Not a Cowboys fan, but I know his wife.
Okay. She knows his wife.
I know
that's
his wife.
Trading right there, ain't it? Insider trading? Is that close to it?
When I met her, one of the first things I tell people when I meet them is how crazy I am about Survivor and how I'm going to get on someday. And she said, oh, my husband's been trying to get on for years. And then when I saw the cast, I was like, go figure, he made it. So he is my pick. And then my next pick is going to be Eric.
Eric, okay.
Is it my
Eric
turn?
Seemed fun.
Eric was on my list too. He's also another person that I was very drawn to.
Yeah,
I don't remember him.
He was the one that he used the word for ass kisser.
Oh, okay.
That we had to look up. That Denny had to look up.
I remember now.
So Richard Patch, Wendell, that whole
yeah, yeah, the love child. Yes. And my turn.
No, not yet. You got just a little bit. Cody, you're up.
Oh, I'm up.
Backwards now?
Yes, it's a snake. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I told you I didn't know what the snake was.
You're the only one here, Lauren, that knows what we're doing. So okay, you're driving. Because I've never done this either.
Your turn.
So Lauren and Denny are in charge of this operation because they know what's happening here. So my secondary pick was Erica. I think she's finish driven. She's going to be good in challenges, but she seems really intelligent and articulate. And her biography had kind of given me the impression that she's going to have a really good ability to read people and it'll be a really good force in the game. So I'm going with Erica.
I liked Erica. I think that she's going to be a strong player in the game. She was definitely high on my list. You kind of stole her from me. I'm a little sad about it. But
she's pretty high up on mine, too. So. Yeah.
With my pick, though, I'm gonna take Sarah off the board so we don't all die.
Serial killer.
I'm gonna take Sarah. She's the MIT grad. I think she's gonna be super strategic, likable, and social. So I think she's gonna do well.
She's gonna kill the gang.
There you go. She's gonna kill the gang.
She was my third choice. So stole another one of my people, Lauren.
I know. I do it to you all the time, and I love it.
All right, my turn. Elaine,
yes, you get two picks, though. You get back to back.
Oh, what's the one that said she want to play Lana? Is it Lana? Said she
want
to play Lana.
You want Liana?
Liana Wallace. Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna root for her because she want to play like the Biscuits. So I wish her luck, and I want to pull for her. So she's my number two.
All right.
I get to pick again. Hopefully she can pull it out because I don't want her to end up like me. I do want to say that.
Yeah.
I want her to go further than I went. So I'm rooting for you, girl. And then I want to pick the only redneck I've heard so far. What is Brad, right?
Brad. Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick Brad because I like rednecks, and he's a country boy, and country folk get underestimated. So I'm hoping this dude goes really far.
First guy from the state of Wyoming.
Yeah, there you go.
He's gonna be a workhorse.
Literally a workhorse.
So I wouldn't want to be getting rid of him anytime soon.
Yeah, he's gonna be essential, and hopefully he can just play the dumb redneck like everybody else does. That's a redneck. We all just play dumb rednecks because that's what everybody expects us to do. So hopefully he can fly under the radar.
All right. I love it. I'm gonna also take another girl off the board, and I'm gonna go with Sydney, the law student. She seems athletic. I think she's gonna be pretty good in challenges. She could get into a little bit of trouble, but I'm rooting for her.
Yeah, I think she is. I'm curious about her the most, I think, because I saw her video on Instagram, and I was like, I'd vote her out so fast.
We'll see, though. This is why drafts are fun.
Drafts are fun. All right, so now I get to pick, right?
Yep.
All right, so I am going with another girl this time. Also, I'm going with Chantel Smith.
Trying to save all my people.
I'm sorry, but if you read her bio, she's had a really rough life, but she's overcome her obstacles. She's turned her life around, but so she knows how to be adaptable and make sacrifices and do what she has to do to get ahead and to better her position. So I think that that's going to translate well for her into the game, and I think she will also be a pretty strong player.
Yeah, I like her. She's the only other name I remember.
Yeah.
Well, if I remember your name, then I remember something about you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
My memory's not very good anyway. I need to eat some more fruit or something because I got. I'm serious. My wife gets onto me all the time because she's like, "Yo, I talk to you and you don't even listen." I was like, "Yo, I forgot. I don't even remember having."
That's
that
how, man. I feel you because I'm the same. Like, I forget stuff constantly,
all the time,
and it's constantly. The worst because so. I, Lauren and Denny know this, they'll be here with me this weekend. I'm getting married on Saturday.
Ooh,
and as the day, thank you, as the day gets closer and closer, I'm going through stuff and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to do this. Oh my God, I forgot to do that. And then this podcast came up tonight and I was like, I don't even have time for this today. So it's been nuts.
Yeah, I forget all the time. She gets so mad. I stay in trouble, basically, is what it is.
Yeah.
All right,
there's one person I'm surprised you've forgotten. So maybe you'll remember her name.
All right, we'll see.
This is tough because you guys took all of my people. So I'm going to go with Evie.
Oh, I knew it! You bitch!
Blame those two.
That's who I was going to pick.
That's what I was saying. That's why I was like, I'm surprised you didn't take her already.
There's four names I have on my paper, and that was the fourth one right there. I forgot.
I'm sorry, but they took my girls, so I...
Dang it. All right. Well, that sucks.
All right, so you took Evie. Who else is... Or Evie. I don't know if it's Evie or Evie.
Yeah, it's me again. I'm going to go with Jairus. I don't know if I'm saying his name right.
Jairus? I think it's Jairus.
Yeah. Jairus? Okay, well, the I comes before the R, so, you know.
Yeah. He'll tell us if we got it wrong if he so wants to.
Yeah, I could be completely wrong myself. I have no idea.
I mean, he's young, but we'll see.
Wait, Jenny? Is it Jenny? Jeannie?
It's not your pick.
Damn it!
We're gonna.
Who am I after?
Cody gonna go.
This snake shit got to go.
You got two back to back picks and the number one pick. We're looking out for you. But what I do have to say about Denny's last pick, high energy is what I got from him. So I think a lot of people might gravitate towards him.
Yeah, he seems super fun. You don't want boring people.
No, you don't want boring people. No.
Nope.
Who's all right, Cody? You're
on. So my next pick. All right. So first of all, I have to say I'm gonna end up drafting one man and three women. And it's funny because as I read through this, these bios earlier today, I was like, this is the season that we are 100% going to have a female winner survivor. Yep. Because there are so many strong female players this season. I think, oh, I'm torn between two people right now.
Just
and I don't know what to do.
Just,
I know I got to commit.
Okay.
I'm going to go. This is against what I even put on my list. It's backwards, but I'm going to go with Tiffany Seeley.
I was going to pick her.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
What the hell?
I'm going to end up going with Tiffany because when I read her bio, I was like, this girl, she understands the game. Like, she was very detailed, and she's got a good understanding of Survivor. I think that's going to take her a ways into the game.
That's bullshit.
I'm opposite of you. I have three guys and one woman.
Oh, I was having a hard time.
Very much the opposite of us.
Yeah,
well,
I was.
I have all girls written down, but they were taken. So
we all wanted for the girls this season. Like, what can we say? All right. So with my last pick, I'm sorry, Elaine.
Shut up.
I'm gonna take Jeannie.
What the freak? I don't. Who's left?
I will let you know who's left, but I'm taking Jeannie because there is something about her that I'm going to root for. Overall,
like
good vibes, good aura with her. And I think that if she can get past the first couple of votes, that she could go very far into the game.
Yeah, I really like her. Damn it.
We're so mean.
You can always pick David. He's left.
That's who's left.
Oh, Dr. Death?
So,
and Xander.
You got Heather, who's the mom, stay-at-home mom. You have David, our favorite David. And then you got the 21-year-old Xander, who wants to be the jockey guy.
Okay, I'll take the mom.
You're going to go with the mom?
Is it my pick?
This is your pick.
Yes. Film. Yep.
Okay, I'm going with mom.
You're going to take Heather. You got Heather.
Heather. Yeah.
Which means Johnny and Matt get stuck with David and Xander, who I listened to them talk about them. They are not very high on them, so I'm sure they'll be extremely thrilled to get them.
That's cool. I root for everybody, like, until you start watching it and the story starts unfolding and stuff. I'm so proud of everybody for making it on the show because it takes a lot to get there.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And then once you go and you live your dream and to have people like doing these podcasts about you, and even if some of it may be a little bad or whatever, it's still amazing that they're getting to live that. So I'm rooting for everybody that they go out there and go through their journey and find what it is they went to look for, even if they don't end up with the money. You know what I'm saying? Because only one person's walking away with the money. So hopefully the rest of them's got a few other things they're seeking as well. And I just hope everybody has a great time, and I hope it's an awesome season, regardless of who wins, whether, you know, you guys are a bunch of thieves and you stole my people.
I hope everybody enjoyed having Elaine on the show tonight, because we're probably not going to be able to convince her to come back again. So
hate you bitches. But no, congrats to everybody. Congrats to everybody for making it. And I'm super excited. I'm actually going to be in New York City for the premiere. I'm going to Wendell and Bryce's premiere.
I'll
party.
See you there.
Oh, will you? Oh, yeah. Well, me and my wife, we got our wedding anniversary is coming up on the 25th. We'll be married a year. And she was like, where do you want to go? I was like, well, let's go somewhere we've never been. I was like, let's go to New York or Vegas or whatever. And I was like, well, let's just go up the coast. So we're actually starting in DC, then we're going to Jersey, and then we're going to end up in New York, and we're going to go to the premiere. So it should be super fun. I told him, I was like, yo, I'm getting my fanny pack. I'm going to have my camera. I'm going to be straight tourist the hell out of it. I'm just going, but we're redneckationing. So we're actually staying at a bunch of different people's houses. We're supposed to crash with Michelle Fitzgerald and some other people. So it should be a really good time. I'm excited, man. I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome.
I want to meet the monster. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Let's go.
If you've never been to New York City before, you are absolutely going to love it.
I'm going to live it up, bro.
It's such an awesome experience.
I'm going to do every cheesy thing known to man. You know what I mean? I'm just going to be hogging shit, basically, just having such a good time. It's going to be amazing. It's a celebrating the love of my life, my woman. So we thought we'd do something, go big or go home, right? It's like, let's go, let's take the biscuit to the apple. Let's do that.
The apple. Yeah. I love it. That's awesome. You're going to have a blast. And I'm sure Denny's excited now knowing that you're going to be there. You guys will get to link up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to holler at me because it's going to be a madhouse.
Later. Oh, I know.
It's going to be
but
crazy.
I will.
And there's so many people going.
Yeah, there's like damn near 20 Survivor contestants going to be there. So it should be super cool. I've not met Bryce or Wendell, either one. Like, I've talked to Bryce on the phone, and he's my people. I love that dude. But it'll be nice to meet him in person and, you know, hug his neck. You know what I mean? Just be friends. You know what I'm saying? So.
Absolutely.
It'll be a good time. If y'all are in town, show up because it's gonna be fun.
I there's so many great premiere parties going on. Johnny's having a premiere party also in Louisville, Kentucky.
I was gonna go to that, but
I'm gonna be at Johnny's and you're not going to that one. What the heck?
Yeah, I was gonna go. It's at Play Bar, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I love Play Bar. Like, I go every time I'm in town. I go to the one in Nashville a lot. They got one in Nashville and one in Louisville, and Johnny hollered at me. He's like, yo, because I go to Play a lot. He's like, yo, I'm going to Play. I was like, shut your face. I'm going to be in New York. And I was like, dang. So, yeah, maybe next time. It's like every time Johnny asks me to do something, it's always hit or miss. You know what I mean? Like, he's asked me to come for the 4th of July, and I've always got plans. So hopefully me and Johnny can hang out. I love hanging out with Johnny. He's a nut.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fun to hang out with in person.
No, he is. He's fun. We pound beers and have a good time. I think he's cool. So you'll have a good time, though. You will. So if y'all are in town, if y'all in Louisville, y'all head out to the Play Bar. Y'all, it'll be a great time. Y'all go do that because it's going to be super fun. And what better way to celebrate the premiere is hanging out with a bunch of crazy people. You know,
yeah, bunch of crazy people that have been castaways. Like, that's it doesn't
true.
Get
that's
any better
true.
Than that. It's awesome. So, yeah, more information on that at SurvivorTix.com, where you can get information on Johnny's premiere party. And do you guys have anything else before we wrap it up for this evening?
I want to thank you, Elaine, for coming. You were a delight. This was so much fun, even though you didn't exactly know what we were doing, what we dragged you into. You were great to have.
I never prepare for anything, and maybe that's why I lost the damn show, because I don't pay attention. I don't, you know what I mean? I just don't do the steps. I just kind of wing shit. So I'm glad I showed up, and even though I hate all of y'all, it was a good time. I had fun, and I wish you guys luck. You bastards are all going to lose, but I wish you guys luck.
All right. Well, you're going to have to come back on at least halfway through the season to talk to us about where we're all standing.
I want to rub it in your face when I win. Yeah.
All right. All right.
I got the draft laid out right here, who everyone has. So we'll get that posted. But you think you're going to beat us, but I'm pretty confident in my team.
It's a strong cast. So it's anybody's game, really. I'm super excited to watch it go down. We'll see. We'll see if these players live up to their own expectations, because that's the biggest monster there is. It's the bar you set for yourself and whether or not you could reach it. And, you know, there's going to be 17 people that don't. So, and it's how you handle that losing, how you handle it with grace, that says a lot about your character. So we'll see how it goes, man. I'm excited. It was good being here, though. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on, Elaine, and for everybody watching. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight. Like Lauren said, we'll get our draft picks posted up for you guys. If you're looking for more great Survivor content, be sure to hit up @FreeNSFW.com, where you can become a patron. Get to hang out with Johnny Fairplay, Matt Bischoff, Zach Hacker, people like Elaine Stott, who are super cool, come on our show, and then we just abuse them so that they don't want to come back. And but we appreciate her coming on. We appreciate all of you guys for watching, and we're going to take a second now to hear some words from our sponsors, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great night, everybody. Autumn is in the air, the pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants pumpkins when you're grooming, if you know what I'm saying. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new 4th generation performance package. Boys, get ready for cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with promo code SURVIVOR.
Now listen, I have had my fair share of mishaps in the past, and going into Halloween, the guys like to dress scary, the girls like to dress inviting, and as a result, you're bound to get your pants down if you do things right. Well, you don't want a big bush down there. You want those things freshly trimmed, shaved so perfectly. Don't use a razor. Go to Manscaped. It's the only way, or you will not be getting treats, but only tricks.
It's time to bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
First off, the new Performance Package 4.0 includes the new Lawnmower 4.0. And if you're looking to cozy up this fall, this trimmer is essential.
Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. It also gives you the ability to turn a 4000 LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Plus, it's waterproof.
I hate shaving in the dark. That 4000 LED spotlight, perfect. But the Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. So you use the Lawnmower 4.0 for your rear, use this for your ear. This nose and hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps against nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes.
Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Everyone knows pumpkin spice lattes and ball deodorant go hand in hand.
That's all they're talking about at Target these days. It's crazy. Then after trimming the pumpkin patch and whacking the leaves, give your balls a boost and use the Crop Reviver. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. You see me on the road, I have the Manscaped Shed Travel Bag with me everywhere I go. Get comfy on the home and on the go this season.
So get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. Make your balls a priority this fall. Choose Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Promo code SURVIVOR.